Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, superintendent of the Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the award-winning Soup Scoop Podcast. National Principals Month is celebrated every October, and DVUSD celebrated our principals with profiles on all of our social media channels. These profiles helped the community to get to know their principal, and it allowed our principals to share what makes them proud about their school or their professional journey. If you missed any of these profiles, you can see them at dvusd.org/principals. Even though October is in the rearview mirror, we have plenty of principals to celebrate on the Soup Scoop Podcast. We have featured several new DVUSD principals on the show this year, and on this episode, we're dedicating the entire time to three of our new administrators. While all three are new to the leadership position at their school, they are not new to Deer Valley. Our first principal is definitely at home. Michelle Martelli is the new principal at Sunrise Elementary School, a school she has very tight bonds with and a community she is very familiar with.
I'm Michelle Martelli, the proud principal of Sunrise. And although I'm new to this role of principal, Sunrise has been a big part of my life for over a decade. I live in the neighborhood, and my own kids went through this school, so I truly feel like I am at home, and this is a special place. Not only that, but I'm not new to the region. I taught at Desert Sky Middle School, which our kids feed into, for 7 years. Part of what I am focusing on is building community, and that goes a lot with our feeder schools as well. For example, we just had our trunk or treat, and we had some Mr. Axelrod and the SALT crew, the student activity leadership team, host a trunk. And then we also had the high schoolers from Deer Valley High School come from National Junior Honor Society and ROTC. And that was just a great event because some of them were even my former students. So it was extra special for me. And, you know, just the community having, you know, a lot of our kiddos have siblings there.
Nice. Yeah, I heard it was wildly attended. Hundreds of people. I saw pictures on social media.
It was our biggest event ever. And a lot of our events have been bigger than ever this year. So I'm very excited about that, because it all starts with relationships and culture and making that school-home connection, that connection with the schools that we feed into, the region, and even with early childhood. That's a great way also that we're meeting the needs of families and serving the community.
Talk a little bit about your vision for this campus. Obviously, you said your kids went through here, so you've seen it evolve over time. You see principals have different tenure here, and now you're the principal. What's some of the other things that you're thinking about and working towards?
Absolutely. Since I said it has been in my life for over a decade, I have seen the changes, you know, the good and the bad changes. And so I think we're just really trying to play on bringing back some of those traditions that might have got lost in all the transitions of different admin teams, especially with families. The theme for this year for our staff is Together We Rise. And that first word, together, that's what we're really focusing on first, because if we can work in collaboration and get together, good things are going to start happening. Good things are going to start happening for our families, for our students, our staff, and Together We Rise. Of course, that's always the ultimate goal, is achievement, both academically, socially, behaviorally. And great news, I know our school letter grade just came out, and we got a B. So we are raising. We're trending up, and we're just going to keep on working on that momentum.
Talk a little bit about that, raising your grade. And work that goes into it, and the systems you've set up. How do you continue to rise up and up and up?
Absolutely. So it's a lot of work that happened before me. It's a lot of work, even though our students, the data comes from our state assessment, which is third grade and up. A lot of that work starts way younger. Kindergarten, preschool even, building it up those skills. They need to have that solid foundation. A lot of our teachers are working in collaboration with the PLC process.
Which is what?
Professional Learning Communities.
talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we are part of a multi-school team. So we have other like schools near us that have teachers just collaborating together to look at data, to really dive in and determine next steps based off of data. And then, you know, it's just more heads are better than one. So they're all just working together on that as well. We are blessed also to have a lot of district support. We have the CIA's Curriculum Instruction Assessment Department leaders helping also with our PLCs and also some professional developments as well.
And then obviously what you're trying to do is retain your teachers, get them to buy into the mission, see their place in it, and be a contributor and working together. And all those pieces come together and the flywheel starts turning, momentum starts building, then you have ownership. And that's really probably where you're headed, where I'm in this for the right reasons, and this is why I'm here. I want these kids to succeed. And Deer Valley has a long history of slow and steady forward movement, and Sunrise is a major part of that as well.
Absolutely. And one piece you talked on was teacher retention. Teachers, as we know, have a huge impact on students, and that is really important. And again, part of my focus on culture has to do with that teacher retention, because if we can get them here. So a lot that we're doing is we're celebrating the positives. We're doing positive office referrals for students. We're doing weekly positive vibes for staff in addition to our DB stars. Because I truly believe that the more that you look for the good, the more good you will see. And also, people will rise up above also to meet that.
Well, I just want to say thanks for taking this job. I think you're a perfect fit. Obviously, having history here is a major plus because no one can say back when. You can say, that's not true. I was here. So keep up the great work, and we're excited for Sunrise.
Thank you. Together we rise.
Now we go from everybody rising to low. That's Lobo, as in Esperanza Elementary Lobos. Amber Landis had previously worked in administrative roles in DVUSD before coming back to the district this summer to help the Lobos reach new heights.
All right, I am Amber Landis, and I'm the proud principal over at Esperanza Elementary. My educational journey began at ASU. I was dual major in elementary education and special education. Didn't think I would ever teach special education, but that's where I started, and that's where I spent most of my career. I have also taught gen ed, math, and science, and I was the dean in DVUSD before moving on, and now I am returning.
Well, it's always good. We have the comeback kids come back.
Yes.
Well, thanks. Thanks for jumping back on the DV train. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your new school, Esperanza. What have you learned about it? What are some of your plans for the school now that you're 4 months in?
Okay. Well, when I left for a Title I school, and when I was looking at coming back to DVUSD, I really wanted to make sure it was a school similar to what I was at currently, and I knew that Esperanza was one of the ones I had my eye on, and so as soon as it opened, I jumped on it, made sure my application was filled out the day it was opened. I have learned that it is a great community. I've always heard it was a great community, that they were doing great things over there, but being in the midst of it, it is so supportive. It is one big family. We have a tremendous amount of support from outside businesses wanting to support our families, our teachers, our students. We have great parent involvement, and I think that's something that we can continue to build upon. Definitely have a staff that wants to be there for kids. They don't have to be at Esperanza. They want to be at Esperanza. So I'm kind of taking that and kind of running with it so that we can continue to improve.
The grades, district grades, just dropped here this last week, and we broke more records again. 93% of our schools are A or B. Esperanza falls in that box. So congratulations. Talk a little bit about maybe curriculum-wise or systems that maybe you want to work on Esperanza in the near future to continue to climb to the top.
Yes, Esperanza is currently a high B. We did get the majority, if not all, of our growth points last year. So we are looking at that, looking at areas that we can improve upon. Two areas that we know that we can improve upon is ensuring that our EL population is growing when they do the Azella. That we are working hard to make sure that our EL students become proficient, as well as our special education students, ensuring that what we have going on in our co-teaching classrooms, our pull-out classrooms, are what the students need. So we are currently making sure that our special education staff is trained in everything that the gen ed staff is trained on, so that they can help support as well. We're also looking at our DVUSD ways. Procedures and routines has been a big one, especially in our older grades. We have two classrooms in several of our grade levels, which kind of puts a barrier when you need to move students and work on something. So procedures and routines has been a big focus for quarter one and will continue to be a big focus, as well as making sure our students feel connections with staff members on campus and that they are motivated to do their very best.
Talk a little, there's a lot of acronyms hiding in there. Mm-hmm. To the learner that doesn't understand what is EL and what do you mean by interventions for EL? What's EL?
So EL is our English language learners. These are the students who may have been born in the U.S., may have been born out of the U.S., but are not proficient English language speakers. We do have a lot of interventions put in place at Esperanza for those students, interventions that come from our classroom teachers as well as our EL specialists. We are fortunate to have a couple EL specialists on our campus who they have the knowledge. They can help guide us, as well as two phenomenal EL specialists that are assistants. One of those is actually a former student, DVSD student, who went through Copper Creek and Hillcrest and O'Connor. So we're bringing back our former students and stuff. So really looking at the interventions that we have in place. Those students, we've kind of been creative and out of the box and when we're pulling those students and working on when they are in the classroom, what supports are they getting from their gen ed teachers.
Talk a little bit about growth points, because I think the average person on the outside doesn't understand what a big deal that is. Mm-hmm. I always argue that proficiency scores are usually related to zip codes. That would be true throughout the country. But if you really want to know how good your school is, look at their growth scores. Can a kid grow more than a year in a year in academics? So talk about maybe some of the PLC props, the professional learning communities, there I'm using an acronym, and the processes of how we investigate students to find out what they need. Talk a little bit about the Deer Valley way of how we help students and how it's impacted Esperanza.
Esperanza, coming into Esperanza, there is a solid process down for identifying students who may not be at grade level and require some intervention and some support from not only their classroom teachers, but also the interventionists around campus. So currently we have what is called the SIT team. It's a student intervention team. And this is where we kind of looked at data, looked at students who may need help. And we have a team of experts that sits down weekly. And we go through each student, kind of where they are, what interventions we currently have in place, are they working, are they not working, what do we need to bring in. And on that team, we have administration, we have behavior experts, we have the school psychologist, we have our EL experts on that team, as well as our reading and math interventionists. So it's a pretty large team that meets weekly. That's our focus, is those tier three interventions. We also, because behavior is an important piece to this, so we also have a behavior subset team that also meets weekly, and that's full of experts on not only social behaviors, but academic behaviors. We really look at the students who are really struggling in the classroom to be able to maintain focus, to want to learn, and so we are doing weekly meetings on those students and kind of identifying what interventions do we have in place. Behavior Academies has been huge on our campus. Check in, check out, and just really thinking out of the box. How do we get these students academically and socially and behaviorally up to par?
Talk a little bit about your system and maybe the number one thing you can say you helped at Esperanza so far that's made a difference.
Okay. When you come into a new campus, you're kind of told to kind of sit back and observe, which I have done. There's been a lot of systems that have been put into place at Esperanza, so I don't think I've brought in a big system, but I've tweaked some of their current systems, especially when it's pertaining to safety. So, for instance, students have recess first, and then they eat in the cafeteria. And prior to me coming in, they were going to sit in the cafeteria, getting up, washing their hands, going to get their lunch, and sitting back down. And there's just a lot of transitions. And transitions is something that I think all kids struggle with nowadays. So right now, I am actually doing 2 hours of playground duty due to no monitor outside. So I'm the one that takes them into the cafeteria. And so I've changed how we take them in. They go in, they wash their hands, get their food, sit down. It's not a bunch of up and downs. Also, fire drill. Our first fire drill took 14 minutes, and that's something that I really wanted to get down to under 10 minutes, and that's checking classrooms and checking kids off. So we've tweaked some things there as far as fire drills, and our last one was actually at 9 minutes. So just a little bit of fine-tuning of things. There's some things that I have in store for next year that I really want to implement, but right now I'm just kind of seeing what they're doing and fine-tuning as we need to.
Well, you have the advantage, too, being already a Deer Valley product and then getting ideas from other school districts and then coming back. Mm-hmm. That has really helped probably your learning curve as well. You know who to call if you need X, Y, or Z, who to email. Has that helped as well?
Yes. This district, so that was one of the big things drawing me back to DVUSD was the people. It's definitely a unified district, and unified means, yes, we have K-12, but unified means we're all in this together. So I can call any principal, any assistant principal, and say, hey, what do you have for this, or what are some ideas for this? I'm in a phenomenal region, Barry Goldwater region. Sharon has been amazing, and really bringing us together as a region. So I know I can call her. My kids feed into Deer Valley Middle School. I've already talked to Ray Utter, as well as Thomas Hancock on, hey, what are you guys doing for PBIS? Because something we've had to adjust at Esperanza is our PBIS.
Which is what?
Our positive behavior interventions systems. So we have had to tweak some things, had to do a rollout after fall break. So Ray and Thomas were phenomenal about me calling and saying, hey, what are some ideas? What do you guys do with your kids? Knowing that my kids are eventually going to go there.
Great. One thing that I think you have the greatest bragging rights, I believe Esperanza has the coolest logo.
Yes.
In all of Deer Valley, all 42 schools. Yours is the coolest.
Yes.
Talk about your cool logo.
Oh, we are the Lobos. And what's even funnier is my middle school, I was the Lobos. So when I was in middle school, I went to Landmark in the Glendale Elementary School District, and it was the Landmark Lobos. And so coming back to Lobos, it was just kind of like coming back to home.
When you pull up, you see the big, it's painted on the side of the building, and in half of it, it's on one side and half is on the other. It's every time I see it, it's like, that's a cool logo.
Yes, and we have phenomenal colors, some of my favorite colors, red, black, and gray and stuff. So really bringing, it's a beautiful campus, beautiful campus. They've worked really hard to keep that campus up, and great community around us, very supportive. We had a trunk or treat a couple weeks ago, and I mean, a lot of community involvement and stuff. So yes, Esperanza, a great place to be.
Well, we're excited that you came back to Deer Valley and joined us again. Appreciate your contribution to our machine as well. Keep up the great work. We're looking forward to great things coming out of Esperanza, and you're going to be a big part of it. So keep up the great work.
Thank you.
It certainly sounds like Ms. Landis has some unique systems in place for every child at Esperanza. And DVUSD has a unique school for children who find themselves in unique situations. Aspire. DVUSD's online academy helps 6th through 12th graders achieve their goals online and in person. It's a flexible environment now led by Chelsea Lanningham, an original Aspire staff member who has seen the program rise up since day one.
My name is Chelsea Lanningham. I am the manager of Aspire and Alternative Learning Initiatives is my official title. Unofficially, I am the administrator of Aspire. So we are a 6-12 online school serving part-time and full-time students across the district. how I got here. I started with DVUSD as a baby out of college, teaching 7th grade ELA. So I've been at Deer Valley Middle. I've been up at Canyon Springs for a few years. And then I came over to, back then it was the Deer Valley Online Learning Program. So we were not a program yet. We were a school. And I taught full-time high school language arts for the online program. And 7 years passed. COVID hit, we turned into a K-12 school, and now we are continuing as a 6-12 school after some changes, but this is my first year as an admin, so I'm kind of Aspire grown with this program to a school, and had some various leadership roles across the district, so I've had my hands in a lot of buckets, and it's been a great journey, and this was my ultimate goal when I started this, and so I'm glad to be here.
Talk a little bit more about Aspire for the person that doesn't know. Online school, they think of Primavera.
Right.
So what's different than the commercial venues that are out there? What makes Aspire so unique?
I would like to say that we're very different from those everyday online schools that you might see advertised. All of our content is aligned to the district scope and sequences. We use district adopted or board adopted materials, and we use our own teachers, certified teachers. So we have full-time online teachers that you can meet with, get help with, and we also have part-time teachers across the district, so they also support us. So that is one of the main differences, is that all of our teachers are DVUSD, highly qualified and certified in the subject area that they are teaching. So it's not a robot that's grading your questions. It's not AI. It is teachers. There are live persons across, you know, on the other side of the screen helping you. And I think that's one of the biggest differences, is the access to support and success with these classes.
I think another angle that's different is we are sitting in a building. Why are we sitting in a building that you have a title on the front that says Aspire?
That's true. We do have a building.
We have
a facility, a building, a school where students can come to get support. And so that is that hybrid model that makes it a little bit different. So we have students on campus 3 days a week from 6th grade to 12th grade, and they can come and get, again, support from a certified teacher. We have a high school learning lab that's here till 5:30 in the afternoon, because we know that our high school students like flexible schedules, and so we are here for them as well. We have clubs, we have activities, we have community, so again, different. We have that culture that might be missing from those online different programs, and that's something that is another unique thing to us.
Talk a little bit maybe about the parents' perspective when they finally find you and they learn about the system, and obviously your performance speaks for itself.
Yes. So we were A-rated last year. We've been rated twice. That was by the state of Arizona. And then we've rated twice. Again, NISH this year rated us as the best online high school in Arizona. So we are super excited and proud. And parents look to us as a different, flexible option, maybe. But we also have all kinds of students, right? We have students who just learn better at home. They feel better in that environment. They thrive in that environment, and so they can get online with us, be with the certified teachers. Parents have that, comfort in knowing that these are people who know what they're doing, know how to teach our students. We have reading specialists, we have the psychologists, we have access to all the resources that a brick and mortar would, but you are online. We also have students who travel. We have students who have unique situations where they are in travel sports, and so they want to make sure that they're getting that top-notch education, but they might not be able to be in a brick and mortar every day. So that is one of the ways or reasons that parents seek us out. We also have a variety of dual enrollment classes for our high school students, as well as AP classes. So again, you'll see that different modality, I guess you could say, but it works for these kiddos, and they want to be able to get ahead. They want to graduate with, you know, just a few credits shy of an AA, and they can do that here. And so often we're seeing these colleges that are more and more, you're taking online classes as a college student most of the time. And so our kiddos are ready for that, right? They are ready to take on that next level of education if that's where they want to go. And then we're also just giving them those real world skills as far as technology skills when they do enter the workforce or college or career.
So it's obvious to me that Aspire is part of the Deer Valley Unified machine, mm-hmm. which gives it a tremendous advantage versus a package online deal from Florida that parents are signing up for. It actually has a community, it yes. has curricula, it has...
We have graduation.
We have graduation,
yes.
we have clubs, we have opportunities for students that are not found in the virtual world that is what you would call normal, or more like a hybrid school mm-hmm. concept and just providing more opportunities for students.
Mm-hmm.
Last question, when you talk to a parent, what are you trying to do when a parent asks about Aspire? Are you trying to customize to the student? Are you just showing the skills and the options that you have here? Or how does that all play out? How does a parent join Aspire?
So there is a form that they can fill out, and they can actually come and do a tour of our building, and we go through all of the different things that we offer. And because we're an online school, we really do have the ability to offer that one-on-one support that's a little bit different than a brick and mortar. And so students are able to come in person, and we show parents that they're able to get the same services that they might on a campus, just a little bit more individualized. They have a teacher mentor, if you will, that kind of walks them through the process to make sure that they understand exactly how to get to their content, what time to be on Zoom if they're a middle school student, or how to access their content asynchronously as a high school student. So we really just kind of give them a tour, let them know that the space is here, and then explain the requirements for as far as the student and logging on, getting their work done, and what they need to do if they need help. Because again, our teachers are here, they're ready and willing to help, and we always reach out to students and parents too if we feel like they need additional support. But it is that additional support, that one-on-one help, that really makes the difference, and I feel like that's what parents look for when they're coming and taking a tour of our building.
Well, we're excited you're here. You've done amazing work here, and we're looking forward to the expansion and the excellence that you continue to crank out here at Aspire. It's unique, and parents figure out that it's unique, and it meets a lot of students' needs, so keep up your great work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to learn more about Aspire or schedule a tour with Ms. Landingham, visit their website at aspire.dvusd.org. You can listen to our past interviews with our extraordinary principals and other topics on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or at dvusd.org/soupscoop. Make sure to rate and comment on the show on the platform you listen to. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and now you're all caught up with the Soup Scoop Podcast.